Jessica, you're living in Denver, Colorado. You're a teacher at a high school?
I teach at a middle school.
At a middle school, okay. You've been voting today?
Yeah, well, I did a mail-in ballot about a week ago.
How is your day there? Is there an election party tonight? Are you going to spend it with your friends? Are you watching CNN or any other TV station, or is it just a normal day for you?
Right now, we're watching NBC News, and we will probably continue to watch it until they are pretty sure who the president is going to be. We've gone to parties in the past where we've just kind of watched it at a friend's house. But there was a lot of talk about it at school with our students because we've been teaching them about our government, I guess.
Yeah. Jess, now it's me. It's Karen. Hi.
Hi.
long time no hear from you. Yeah, I just explained our history that we have together, like that we had this wonderful time in Limerick in Ireland together with other housemates in this big house of Erasmus students.
Yes.
Yeah, and now you live with your husband, Ryan, in Colorado, Denver. We just heard that you're watching NBC News right now and that you're kind of having a little celebration election day there. Colorado is a swing state, and actually here in Germany we're really curious for the results, waiting for the results. Do you have any kind of tendencies? Do you maybe have more news than we have right here? Is there something that you can tell us?
Not right now. It's pretty split. Some of the local news channels have polled random voters, and they're projecting more Obama. Mm-hmm. But we have had a lot more trips from Obama and Romney to mm-hmm. Colorado because we are the swing state, and we've had a lot more advertising on TV and in the mail and on the phone because they're trying to get our votes.
Okay. Yeah, I actually heard that you and your husband are a good couple to represent a swing state because you're a kind of swing couple. I heard that you voted for Obama while Ryan voted for Mitt Romney. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's kind of funny for us really to hear that. Do you like argue about that? Do you have arguments in which you speak about specific topics that you don't agree on?
Well, we don't argue per se because we've learned not to argue because we're married. Last year, though, I got him to vote for Obama.
You got him to vote for Obama? How did you do that?
Yes. I used my wife powers.
Your wife powers. That's a good word. How do the wife powers work exactly?
That's a secret.
Okay. So no more questions about that. So, but now Ryan is back to his old opinion, so to say. He voted for the Republicans. What is, maybe you can put Ryan on the phone for a second. Ryan, what...
Yeah.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Ryan.
This is Karen.
Hi.
So, the husband of Jessica, yes. What are the topics that matter to you the most? I mean, which are the topics that Mitt Romney represents in a better way for you than Obama does?
The two topics that stuck out to me for this election were the foreign policy and illegal immigrant.
Okay. Foreign policies concerning what exactly?
Well, just how we work with everybody around the world and kind of, you know, our trade and capitalism and how we're going to deal with shortage of oil, the hiking oil prices, those type of topics are kind of what interests me this year.
And you think that Obama doesn't represent the interests of the United States and in the world quite properly or in your good interest?
Well, I kind of, you know, I based everything on the last 4 years, since he's had 4 years to kind of show us what he's going to do. And I know one of his big political stances that he was standing on this year was the capture and kill of Osama bin Laden. And that was kind of his foreign policy branch that he wanted to use. To me, there's a long ways to go in order to, you know, get peace around the world and get people all to buy in to the same thing. And for me, I just felt like Obama kind of spun his wheels. I know when the Saudi prince was here, it was probably 6 months ago, Obama didn't even sit down and have a conversation with him. They just kind of were two ships passing in the night. And so that kind of bothered me a little bit.
Hi, Ryan. This is Andrea, another colleague here of Karen's. So you also think that Obama has been too soft on China and on that currency issue since you mentioned trade?
I do. I believe that, we have to find a way to, for lack of better terms, keep it at home. I know, here the jobless rate continues to either go up, then it'll go down a couple points. And for me, I feel like, as much as we can do at home in the United States will benefit the people of the United States. But also with trade, being able to trade, educated so that we are trading stuff that we don't have here, but stuff that, we need, that they need, if that makes any sense, so that everything kind of is met down the middle. The most bang for your buck, I guess, is the American term for it.
You also mentioned immigration, that was an important topic to you. What's your stance on that? What does Romney address that you say, yes, that's my position, that's what I want in the White House?
The big thing with Romney was that, he was going to meet it head on. He was going to meet illegal immigration head on. When Obama ran the first time, he kind of said that was important to him. But nothing's happened over the last 4 years. And, in fact, it's kind of reverted negatively in the last 4 years with the cartels taking over and kind of starting to spew over into America. As opposed to where Romney's sitting, Romney says that, that's important to him right now. Rather than putting it off for 3-4 years into his term, he said that's important to him now. So that being important to him made it important to me.
Ryan, what are the specific problems that you realize in Denver, in your hometown, concerning these illegal immigrants?
In Colorado, we're kind of a melting pot of immigrants. And I know where I teach and work, it's very prevalent that a lot of individuals are trying to get citizenship, and it's very hard for them to do based off the ramifications that happen.
Mm-hmm.
As I kind of see it happening, a lot of crime that happens tends to be illegal immigrants. And with that happening, it's important that when it happens, when an illegal immigrant breaks the law, they're not given a third, fourth, and fifth chance.
Okay.
I also have a question. You said last time you voted for Barack Obama, and this time you voted for Mitt Romney. When did you make up your mind to vote for him? Was it really the person Mitt Romney, or did you make up your mind you're going to vote for the Republicans anyway? Who's going to be the presidential candidate?
For me, I'm a registered Republican, but I kind of vote off of who is going to be best for the country. And really, I decided it after the vice presidential debate. That was kind of where I knew for sure exactly where I was going to vote.
Why?
Paul Ryan is a very conservative, belongs probably to the Tea Party movement. So this really made your mind up.
Well, the reason that I went after that was I was already sitting on after the first debate, I was, leaning towards the Republican side, second debate, leaning towards the Republican side. But after the VP debate, what really caught my eye was the lack of professionalism that Biden showed by, his giggling, his laughing. For me, I kind of look at what if, God forbid something were to happen. What if that person had to step in and that's somebody that I wouldn't trust?
Now, that's very interesting because this was just, 5 weeks ago, something like this, right? When was
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, so you really just made up your mind very briefly, more or less.
Well, I was sitting on the Republican side.
Yeah, anyway.
Because I'm a Republican myself, you sit on that side waiting for the Democrat to kind of woo you, and Obama just didn't do that for me this time.
One of the issues, I guess, that voters have been concerned with is unemployment. It's currently at about 8% nationwide. What do you expect, should Mitt Romney win, how would he address unemployment successfully?
I don't know if any leader right now can address unemployment, because the problem with President Obama was that the president is only one house out of the three, and he kept getting whatever he tried to do was getting stopped because the Senate was run by the Republicans. And I think we're in such a bad state right now that even if President Obama gets reelected, I don't think he's going to be able to do everything that he promises. Same with Mitt Romney. I think right now we're just kind of in this hiatus almost because nobody's willing to work together to better the U.S. They're just fighting against each other. And it's until we decide that we need to work together, nothing good is going to come out of whoever wins.
I'm actually wondering about one thing. You're both teachers. You are middle school teacher. Ryan is high school teacher in Colorado. And I was wondering, here in Germany, we're kind of used to concentrate also as one issue on the educational policy. I mean, this is not always a big issue, but it can be, and it should be, in my opinion. And I haven't heard anything about that in the States yet. Is there something that you can tell us? I mean, for instance, you as a pro Obama, what do you think has happened during the last years, and what can still improve?
Oh my gosh, we have a lot that needs to be improved with education. I think Obama has been making steps towards the improvement, but teachers are hit really hard right now. Ryan's making funny faces at me. But all of our teacher unions are saying that, you know, we need to vote for Obama because Mitt Romney was saying that it's up to teacher unions to better the education, and it's not that easy because you don't have some of the best unions representing teachers, even though they try to. And really, last election, that's what I think made Ryan want to vote for Obama was his promise to better education or educational systems, and we're not getting that support.
Education is actually, in my eyes, it's in the last 4 years has gotten worse. The district that I teach in, the place that I teach in, we're very secure. I teach in a very rich town, a very rich community, as opposed to where Jessica teaches. They don't quite have the means that we have.
Yeah.
And so when Obama was in office, he made all these promises that education was going to get better, it was going to get better, it was going to get better. And over the last 4 years, according, you know, my father's been in education for 35 years, and according to these old teachers that I know, it's never been this bad.
But what do you think is the main problem in the States about education? Tell us, because we have a totally different system here.
It's the budget. One of the biggest things here is the first thing to get cut, the easiest thing to cut, is educational budgets. I don't know what classes are like there, but here, my average class will have 35 kids in it, and I'm told that I have to teach a class with 35 kids when I have 31 books, and I don't have money to buy any more books.
Yeah, sure.
It's also very different because education is partially funded by income taxes from neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So Ryan gets approximately $5,000 a student, approximately $5,000 to educate each student in his school. I get $50.
Oh, per year? Or for all the time?
So we're supposed to have equal funding. So what happens is the state has to pay more money towards my school district to compensate for that. But we're learning how to do more with less, but it's still frustrating when they're cutting teachers because they can't afford it. Our health insurance, we're having to pay more for that. You know, and our class sizes right now are getting incredibly big, and we're expected to do a lot more with the students.
Is that a matter of federal policy, though, or is it state policy?
It's a mixture of everything.
It's 50% state, and not exactly, but it's about 50% state, 50% federal, the way it's funded. It's kind of the quick way, when you have to cut a dollar, the best thing to do is cut 60 cents out of education, because the easiest thing, and that's one of the high seats right now, is the easiest thing to say is, well, we can take it out of education, we'll get it back later. But the problem is we keep digging that hole out of education, and we're to a point now where teachers are having to take furlough days, so we have to work for free, and we're already underpaid, underfunded. So as this continues to go on, the hole gets deeper, and they keep saying, and this is both political parties, saying that we're going to get out of this hole, but the hole keeps being dug deeper and deeper by taking, you know, 50 cents out of every dollar out of education. Eventually, the hole's going to be so deep to where we're sitting there with 60 kids in a classroom doing lecture style, And that's what makes education so tough.
Yeah. I have a question for the both of you. You had a child 7 months ago. Congratulations, first of all. What are you going to teach your child when she grows up? I mean, one of you is Republican voter, the other one is pro-Obama. What values are you going to teach her? Are you going to be in trouble?
I don't think so, because I think we're going to encourage her to vote the way that she feels is the best. So we're going to teach her to become an educated voter. And really, it's not going to matter if she votes Democrat. It's not going to matter if she votes Republican. It's going to matter that she votes and that she knows why she's voting for what she's voting for. I was talking to a lot of my coworkers, and almost every couple I know is split between Republican and Democrat. So it's all about...
Is it all the males? Is it all the guys that are Republican and all the women that are Democrat?
A lot of people didn't necessarily want to say what they were, but it is more so Republican. And sometimes I wonder if it's because of the Roe v. Wade, the right to have an abortion. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of women will vote more Democrat.
Roe versus Wade being a Supreme Court decision from back in the 70s.
Right, right.
Okay.
So we don't want that overturned. We want the choice.
Yeah.
Ryan's
so.
Get dirty look then.
Well, let's hope you have a nice evening without any marital battles.
Yeah. Fights, no fights.
We really hope so. So thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Ryan Bishop.